Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Dr. Wright. And as a matter of fact, I have an appointment on the 14th for a thermogram.
All right.
Yes, yay. I wanted to tell you how grateful I am for your articles and your discussions about strontium. I have gone from osteoporosis to osteopenia in 17 months.
Yay!
And the only difference is the strontium. So I actually had an increase in my bone density at the lumbar spine of almost 10%.
In 17 months is good. Yeah.
Yes. I'm so thrilled. I thought I was just destined to be one of these hunched over women with the, you know, the pain and the terrible spinal deformity. And I'm on the road to recovery. And Thank you. So what I want to know is eventually I'm going to get a normal bone density scan. And at that point, do I continue to take the strontium, and in what dose, if so?
Yes, ma'am, but it doesn't have to be as much. Now, there are two things. I'm detouring a little bit just for your information. There are two things which both stimulate the bone builder cells, which are called osteoblasts. I don't know why, because they don't blast cells, but that's what they're called. And they slow down at the same time the cells that break down bone. Huh? What's this? Breaking down bone? Well, we all know that every tissue in the body builds up, breaks down. And so it is normal and natural for that to happen. And the trouble with all the patent medicines is that the majority of them just kill the breakdown cells. They kill them. Yes, and that's not good for us at all. Whereas the strontium just slows them down naturally. Now, there's one other thing that does this, ma'am. It's one of the fractions of vitamin K2. So if you're not using vitamin K2, look for a couple of things, choices. One is called Super K. It's by Life Extension Foundation.
I'm taking that.
Oh, hooray. So you can blame that, too, as well as the strontium.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Now, all right. So let's say things get to normal, and you are going fast. It usually takes women a little longer than 17 months to go from porosis to penia, as it were. But you just keep it going. It seems to be working for you. All right. There's another product out there that you might consider after things are totally normal, because you seem to be doing just fine as you are right now. It's called Osteomins. You've probably heard of that somewhere.
Yes, I'm taking that too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's, ma'am, you're on top of things.
That's where I'm getting my fantastic strontium.
Oh, okay. I thought you were taking straight strontium. My mistake.
No.
Okay, ma'am. Well, look, this is what we all have to be. Everyone who's listening here, you got to be proactive like Stephanie to maintain your health. You can't just wait around and then the doctor tells you what to do. You've got to be proactive and know what's going on and do some reading. But back to you, ma'am.
I have to say, Dr. Wright, it's just incredible to me that not one medical professional that I see, from my primary care who sent me to a the person, endocrinologist, nobody. And I see a nephrologist, obviously, for kidney problems. And I don't know. I've been to other specialists here and there. Not one person ever mentioned strontium. They just, the endocrinologist mentioned Prolia. And I looked up Prolia. I thought, no way am I going to take a shot of Prolia every 6 months. And I asked the endocrinologist, well, what do you think about strontium? I'm going to take strontium and see what happens. And he said, oh, you know, he didn't really know anything about it. I said, why don't they know anything about it? It's so frustrating that mainstream medicine can't even talk about a natural mineral which works.
I know, ma'am, but here's the big problem. It goes back to the very early 1900s when the Carnegie and Rockefeller Foundations, and you can look this up online. It's right there to read if you know where to look. Rockefeller Carnegie Foundations and Flexner Report, F-L-E-X-N-E-R Report. They financed some fellow by the name of Flexner to go around to medical schools and to write a report about what he thought they were doing right and wrong. And because of that report, ma'am, all of the schools that taught natural medicine, there weren't very many, but they had to close down. And there actually, and I don't know how this one happened, but there were five colleges. Remember, this is back in the 19-teens and 20s. So bear with me. This is icky. five of the colleges which had strictly black students, they had to all close down too. They were segregated back then, I know, but they all, and they shouldn't have been, but they closed down also. Now, guess what were major holdings by the Carnegie and Rockefeller institutions? Pharmaceutical companies, ma'am. And so physicians who go to regular medical schools that were adhering to the Flexner Report simply are going to be taught about pharmaceuticals, and they are not, and it's so sad, they are not taught about natural medicine. You have to go to a naturopathic college for that.
Well, okay. Even my my endocrinologist got the results of my recent DEXA scan saying that I now have osteopenia, and I thought, oh, maybe he'll call me and ask me how I did it. Oh, dream on.
I know.
No, he didn't.
It's just sad, ma'am, and the doctors who go to those schools don't even know that that's what happened. Well, anyway, I'm told we're coming to the top of the hour. You know, this is radio, and we have to pay attention. But thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling. And if you don't mind, we may feature this phone call on Green Medicine Radio. Do we have your permission?
Yes.
Thank you.
Of course, yes. And thank you, Dr. Wright, for your service. You are my hero forever.